flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to tell you again, happy Black History Month. It's my favorite month of the year, and I take advantage of every day to celebrate and honor the people from our history, American history, who move and inspire me. It's the month when we always emphasize how important representation is. And y'all have heard me say growing up, I talked a lot, you know. I thought my name was Shut Up Shaletta because I talked so much. But because I didn't see any Black female broadcasters, I went to nursing school. Mm-hmm. I was just on KSTP, Minnesota Live, and they had 5 fun facts you didn't know about Shaletta. And one of them was that I went to nursing school. I got all the way up to my junior year. And was going into clinicals. I had a B average and really enjoyed the work and learning. But once I got to the real nitty gritty, I was like, that bedpan is not for bacon. And you want me to poke who where? And you want me to clean up what? I remember this, y'all. I told the because it was a bunch of us students. I said, y'all go ahead. I'm going to go to the restroom. I'm going to meet y'all. Just y'all keep going. Don't worry, because we were taking a tour of the hospital. We were getting ready to start our clinical trials, you know, where we go in and, you know, work with in the hospital, you know, our practicums or whatever you call it. And so I said, y'all go ahead. I'm going to go to the restroom. And I left and I never came back, to the point where I switched schools. Because I didn't want to go back over there and they try to convince me you only have another year and a half to go just finish out this nursing thing. And then if you want, I didn't want any part of that. But because of a lack of representation, I thought that that was all that was offered to me. That's why I'm so excited to tell y'all today about an event this week at the Huntington Bank Rotunda at the Mall of America. It's called If You Can See Her, You Can Be Her. Just think about that for a minute. That is so powerful. You cannot see what you cannot be. Now, here to explain the event, it's a fun family event. It's bringing together strong women and basketball, and it is free, F-R-E-E, a lot of fun for the whole family. Stephanie Albert is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Stephanie, welcome to the Shaletta Show. This is your first time here.
Yes, it is, Shaletta. Thank you for having me.
Now, Miss Stephanie, y'all, is not only the president of Delta Dental of Minnesota Foundation, she is also the chief legal officer of Delta Dental of Minnesota. Now, you're a lawyer, so you think if I was talking with Stephanie about court, it would be what goes on in a courtroom. But today we're talking about the basketball court. Stephanie, tell us, what does If You See Her, You Can Be Her mean to you?
Oh, thank you again, Shaletta, for having me. It is just such a thrill to join your show. If You See Her, You Can Be Her is a Delta Dental of Minnesota phrase that we coined about 3 years ago. We started in a partnership with Wendy Blackshaw and the president and CEO of Minnesota Sports and Events, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the passage of Title IX with our first FLOSS basketball competition at the Mall of America. And Title IX is very near and dear to many women in Minnesota and across the nation, including myself. I was in elementary school in 1972 when it was passed, and I was one of those that got to enjoy the fruits of the hard work and labors of those who came before me so I could get on the court and I could participate in activities that positively impacted my life. Participating in sports helps to instill essential characteristics like strength and resilience, perseverance and discipline, teamwork. They're all part of sports, and they're also essential to a lifetime of success and well-being. And it's certainly the case for me personally as a young girl to be able to enjoy those opportunities. So this phrase, if you see her, you can be her, is something we at Delta Dental of Minnesota deeply believe in. When young people, as you said, especially young girls, can look around and see women who have achieved success as leaders in business, healthcare, community, and athletic settings, among others, they are better able to imagine themselves growing into and achieving these roles in their own futures. Positive and visible role models are essential.
Okay, now, anyone who has ever played basketball has played horse, where you see who can make the shots to spell out horse. Since this is Delta Dental, the game FLOSS, spelling out F-L-O-S-S instead of horse. Tell us about this game of FLOSS coming up at the Mall of America on Wednesday.
Sure thing. FLOSS is a version of the classic basketball game horse. Delta Dental of Minnesota has renamed it FLOSS for obvious reasons, as you pointed out. It's also Children's Dental Health Month in February, so we're thrilled to be able to put this FLOSS show on in February. In 2022, we started this event, as I mentioned, at the Mall of America, where we brought 20 women executives and leaders together from businesses and community organizations across Minnesota to showcase them as accomplished women leaders using the game of FLOSS. This will be our third annual game. It takes place on February 7th, which is next Wednesday, in recognition of National Girls and Women in Sports Day. And we'll do the same thing all over again. About 20 top women executives and leaders from across the state of Minnesota will again gather for the game of FLOSS, with a little bit of friendly smack talk mixed in, of course. And Delta Dental of Minnesota, if I may, will also be making donations to the Tucker Center for Research on Girls and Women in Sport and the Women's Basketball Enhancement Fund, both at the University of Minnesota.
Now, great players need great coaches, and some of the folks who are going to be there are some familiar names. And when you start calling them out, anybody who is listening to this show is going to know who they are.
That is right. We are so excited. The incredible group of people that are going to gather to celebrate with us and give meaning to our If You See Her, You Can Be Her mission starts with our sports broadcaster, Leah B. Olson, and former bachelorette, Michelle Young, who are returning to MC our games. Our team coaches, as you mentioned, are all past basketball players, with five-time WNBA champion and current Minnesota Lynx assistant coach Rebecca the Machine Brunson joining us. Two former NBA and Minnesota Wolves players, Terry Porter and Quincy Lewis, will also round out our coaching crew.
Now, I'm just making a plea to moms and dads out there, grandparents who have young girls. I know my daughter Cameron and I will be there because I want her to see Leah B. I want her to see these women, these professionals, these athletes, so that she can see you. You know, Stephanie, she can see a lawyer who also enjoys playing basketball. You know, you and I talked yesterday about the lessons your father taught you about how, you know, basketball and sports creates great leaders, because you have to learn how to work as a team and you have to come together and you can, you know, build on someone else's strengths when that is your weakness and they can build on yours, and you can learn how to cheer somebody on from the bench. That's only something that young girls can learn by playing sports. And I just hate that, you know, my grandmother, who is, you know, was a great athlete, didn't get to play sports. I bumped into Debbie Montgomery the other day and, you know, just revere her for how she had to play with the boys and was one of the best players, you know, when she was playing baseball with those boys in the street and you know, didn't have those opportunities to play in her college life because there was no space for her.
That's right. That's right, Shaletta. And our FLOSS teams, they're stacked with a wide variety of women leaders. Andrea Walsh, the president and CEO of Health Partners. Allie Kaplan, the editor-in-chief at Twin City Business Magazine. Leaders from 3M, Alina, Mortenson, Minnesota Aurora, Prairie Island Indian Community, EndVent, and Visit St. Paul will all be there. We're thrilled to welcome some of our state legislatures to the game, and the universally loved Rachel Banham, all-around Minnesota basketball superstar and assistant coach for Gopher Women's Basketball, will also be joining us.
I want to remind people, if you can see her, you can be her. Starts at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, which just happens to be National Girls and Women in Sports Day. The big floss competition with these amazing women leaders starts at 6. But there's a lot of other free, fun events going on before that. Talk to us about those.
There sure are, Shaletta. The festivities actually start at 2 o'clock in the Rotunda at Mall of America. There's going to be a Lynx Clinic with Diamond Miller and the Minnesota Lynx, followed by about four or five different dance and free flow and some drum corps events. And then we'll culminate it all with the floss game at 6 o'clock.
I cannot wait. Now, do people have to sign up? Is there some kind of registration? Can we just bring our families and kids? Because I know it's free, but a lot of times, you know, folks want to know if they have to sign up or if they can just come.
They can just come, bring your family. It's a great opportunity to get the family out of the house, enjoy some fun in the Huntington Bank Rotunda, and we'll see you at 6 o'clock. If you need more information, you can go to deltadentalmn.org, and there's more information and details there.
Well, Stephanie, I just cannot thank you for your work, because you got a whole job, okay? You are the chief legal officer for Delta Dental of Minnesota. You could say, you know what? I don't have time for this foundation stuff. I have my own job to do. I am a lawyer, and you are out playing basketball. You're rallying the troops. You're organizing this event as a president of the foundation. You know, before you go, talk to me about your commitment to young girls, to this foundation, to equity.
Well, I will tell you this, Shaletta, and thank you for the opportunity to say some thank yous. Without the support, the untiring support of Rod Young, the Delta Dental of Minnesota CEO, we wouldn't be able to do any of these things. But he fully believes, and if you see here, you can be here. And in fact, we are committed to equity and overcoming the social barriers that keep all of our community members where we live and those that we serve from having optimal oral and overall health. That is what we're all about. So thank you to Rod Young and to all of the wonderful and powerful women who are participating in FLOSS next Wednesday at Mall of America. They're modeling the future of success for young women across Minnesota. If I may just take a minute, I'd like to thank Wendy Blackshaw and Minnesota Sports and Events and Jill Renslow at the Mall of America for their incredible partnerships. And you know these things don't happen with one or two people. There are so many wonderful folks dedicating their time at Delta Dental of Minnesota and making FLOSS happen this year. And Shaletta, on behalf of Delta Dental of Minnesota, I want to thank you for being such a wonderful role model to girls and women in our community. You're living proof of the possibilities of success and leadership. And maybe you need to dust off your basketball shoes for
girl, next year. Okay, so I wasn't even going to say nothing. I wasn't going to tell you, but I was going to surprise y'all and show up in my Pumas. Because when I put my Pumas on, everybody's in trouble. So my daughter just got a brand new pair of sneakers. Today's my birthday. I told them I want some new Pumas, and I was going to bring my Pumas. I wasn't even going to tell you. I was just going to show up with my own basketball and just start shooting hoops. So plan on me being there. See, you done ruined the surprise. I was going to surprise you. Now you done made me tell it.
Don't forget about next year. We'll see you next Wednesday.
That's right. It is on. Y'all got to get out there. Go to Delta Dental MN. Make sure you get there. Make sure you get that information. But just meet us at the Mall of America. You know, this is what we're going to do. After the kids get out of school, we're going to run home and put up the backpacks. We're going to get our waters. We're going to put on our tennis shoes. We may change clothes. And we're going to go up to the mall. We're going to have us a bite to eat. And then we're going to come right down to the rotunda so that we don't miss anything. And this is a wonderful opportunity for these young girls and boys to see women leaders having fun, enjoying one another, and just the interaction that I want my daughter to have, where she will be able to go up to these leaders, go up to these basketball players, go up to these coaches and talk and take pictures. This is one of those moments that I know will mean so much for my daughter later. She's going to come to me 5-10 years from now. and say, Mom, you remember that time we were over there with Miss Stephanie, the lawyer who was playing basketball, or one of the Lynx players, and I was doing that clinic. I know that this is not just a moment for young girls. An event like this is a movement. And so I thank you for creating a movement in our community.
Thank you, Shaletta.
All right.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to tell you again, happy Black History Month. It's my favorite month of the year, and I take advantage of every day to celebrate and honor the people from our history, American history, who move and inspire me. It's the month when we always emphasize how important representation is. And y'all have heard me say growing up, talked a lot. You know, I thought my name was Shut Up Shaletta because I talked so much. But because I didn't see any Black female broadcasters, I went to nursing school. Mm-hmm. I was just on KSTP Minnesota Live, and they had five fun facts you didn't know about Shaletta. And one of them was that I went to nursing school. I got all the way up to my junior year and was going into clinicals. I had a B average. And really enjoyed the work and learning. But once I got to the real nitty gritty, I was like, that bedpan is not for bacon. And you want me to poke who where? And you want me to clean up what? I remember this, y'all. I told the because it was a bunch of us students. I said, y'all go ahead. I'm going to go to the restroom. I'm going to meet y'all. Just y'all keep going. Don't worry, because we were taking a tour of the hospital. We were getting ready to start our clinical trials, you know, where we go in and, you know, work with in the hospital, you know, our practicums or whatever you call it. And so I said, y'all go ahead. I'm going to go to the restroom. And I left. And I never came back, to the point where I switched schools. Because I didn't want to go back over there and they try to convince me you only have another year and a half to go just finish out this nursing thing. And then if you want, I didn't want any part of that. But because of a lack of representation, I thought that that was all that was offered to me. That's why I'm so excited to tell y'all today about an event this week at the Huntington Bank Rotunda at the Mall of America. It's called If You Can See Her, You Can Be Her. Just think about that for a minute. That is so powerful. You cannot see what you cannot be. Now, here to explain the event, it's a fun family event. It's bringing together strong women and basketball, and it is free, F-R-E-E, a lot of fun for the whole family. Stephanie Albert is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Stephanie, welcome to the Shaletta Show. This is your first time here.
Yes, it is, Shaletta. Thank you for having me.
Now, Miss Stephanie, y'all, is not only the president of Delta Dental of Minnesota Foundation, she is also the chief legal officer of Delta Dental of Minnesota. Now, you're a lawyer, so you think if I was talking with Stephanie about court, it would be what goes on in a courtroom. But today we're talking about the basketball court. Stephanie, tell us, what does If You See Her, You Can Be Her mean to you?
Oh, thank you again, Shaletta, for having me. It is just such a thrill to join your show. If You See Her, You Can Be Her is a Delta Dental of Minnesota phrase that we coined about 3 years ago. We started in a partnership with Wendy Blackshaw and the president of and CEO of Minnesota Sports and Events to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the passage of Title IX with our first FLOSS basketball competition at the Mall of America. And Title IX is very near and dear to many women in Minnesota and across the nation, including myself. I was in elementary school in 1972 when it was passed, and I was one of those that got to enjoy the fruits of the hard work and labors of those who came before me so I could get on the court and I could participate in activities that positively impacted my life. Participating in sports helps to instill essential characteristics like strength and resilience perseverance and discipline, teamwork. They're all part of sports, and they're also essential to a lifetime of success and well-being. And it's certainly the case for me personally as a young girl to be able to enjoy those opportunities. So this phrase, if you see her, you can be her, is something we at Delta Dental of Minnesota deeply believe in. When young people, as you said, especially young girls, can look around and see women who have achieved success as leaders in business, healthcare, community, and athletic settings, among others, they are better able to imagine themselves growing into and achieving these roles in their own futures. Positive and visible role models are essential.
Okay, now, anyone who has ever played basketball has played horse, where you see who can make the shots to spell out horse. Since this is Delta Dental, the game Floss, spelling out F-L-O-S-S instead of horse. Tell us about this game of Floss coming up at the Mall of America on Wednesday.
Sure thing. Floss is a version of the classic basketball game horse. Delta Dental of Minnesota has renamed it Floss for obvious reasons, as you pointed out. It's also Children's Dental Health Month in February, so we're thrilled to be able to put this Floss show on in February. In 2022, we started this event, as I mentioned, at the Mall of America, where we brought 20 women executives and leaders together from businesses and community organizations across Minnesota to showcase them as accomplished women leaders using the game of Floss. This will be our third annual game. It takes place on February 7th, which is next Wednesday, in recognition of National Girls and Women in Sports Day. And we'll do the same thing all over again. About 20 top women executives and leaders from across the state of Minnesota will again gather for the game of Floss, with a little bit of friendly smack talk mixed in, of course. And Delta Dental of Minnesota, if I may, will also be making donations to the Tucker Center for Research on Girls and Women in Sport and the Women's Basketball Enhancement Fund, both at the University of Minnesota.
Now, great players need great coaches, and some of the folks who are going to be there are some familiar names. And when you start calling them out, anybody who is listening to this show is going to know who they are.
That is right. We are so excited. The incredible group of people that are going to gather to celebrate with us and give meaning to our If You See Her, You Can Be Her mission starts with our sports broadcaster, Leah B. Olson, and former bachelorette Michelle Young, who are returning to MC our games. Our team coaches, as you mentioned, are all past basketball players, with five-time WNBA champion and current Minnesota Lynx assistant coach Rebecca the Machine Brunson joining us. Two former NBA and Minnesota Wolves players, Terry Porter and Quincy Lewis, will also round out our coaching crew.
Now, I'm just making a plea to moms and dads out there, grandparents who have young girls. I know my daughter Cameron and I will be there because I want her to see Leah B. I want her to see these women, these professionals, these athletes, so that she can see you. You know, Stephanie, she could see a lawyer who also enjoys playing basketball. You know, you and I talked yesterday about the lessons your father taught you about how, you know, basketball and sports creates great leaders, because you have to learn how to work as a team and you have to come together and you can, you know, build on someone else's strengths when that is your weakness and they can build on yours, and you can learn how to cheer somebody on from the bench. That's only something that young girls can learn by playing sports. And I just hate that, you know, my grandmother, who is, you know, was a great athlete, didn't get to play sports. I bumped into Debbie Montgomery the other day and, you know, just revere her for how she had to play with the boys and was one of the best players, you know, when she was playing baseball with those boys in the street and you know, didn't have those opportunities to play in her college life because there was no space for her.
That's right, Shaletta. And our Floss teams, they're stacked with a wide variety of women leaders. Andrea Walsh, the president and CEO of Health Partners. Allie Kaplan, the editor-in-chief at Twin City Business Magazine. Leaders from 3M, Alina, Mortenson, Minnesota Aurora, Prairie Island Indian Community, EndVent, and Visit St. Paul will all be there. We're thrilled to welcome some of our state legislatures to the game, and the universally loved Rachel Banham, all-around Minnesota basketball superstar and assistant coach for Gopher Women's Basketball, will also be joining us.
I want to remind people, if you can see her, you can be her. Starts at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, which just happens to be National Girls and Women in Sports Day. The big floss competition with these amazing women leaders starts at 6. But there's a lot of other free, fun events going on before that. Talk to us about those.
There sure are, Shaletta. The festivities actually start at 2 o'clock in the Rotunda at Mall of America. There's going to be a Lynx Clinic with Diamond Miller and the Minnesota Lynx, followed by about four or five different dance and free flow and some drum corps events. And then we'll culminate it all with the floss game at 6 o'clock.
I cannot wait. Now, do people have to sign up? Is there some kind of registration? Can we just bring our families and kids? Because I know it's free, but a lot of times, you know, folks want to know if they have to sign up or if they can just come.
They can just come, bring your family. It's a great opportunity to get the family out of the house, enjoy some fun in the Huntington Bank Rotunda, and we'll see you at 6 o'clock. If you need more information, you can go to deltadentalmn.org, and there's more information and details there.
Well, Stephanie, I just cannot thank you for your work, because you got a whole job, okay? You are the chief legal officer for Delta Dental of Minnesota. You could say, you know what? I don't have time for this foundation stuff. I have my own job to do. I am a lawyer, and you are out playing basketball. You're rallying the troops. You're organizing this event as a president of the foundation. You know, before you go, talk to me about your commitment to young girls, to this foundation, to equity.
Well, I will tell you this, Shaletta, and thank you for the opportunity to say some thank yous. Without the support, the untiring support of Rod Young, the Delta Dental of Minnesota CEO, we wouldn't be able to do any of these things. But he fully believes in if you see here, you can be here. And in fact, we are committed to equity and overcoming the social barriers that keep all of our community members where we live and those that we serve from having optimal oral and overall health. That is what we're all about. So thank you to Rod Young and to all of the wonderful and powerful women who are participating in FLOSS next Wednesday at Mall of America. They're modeling the future of success for young women across Minnesota. If I may just take a minute, I'd like to thank Wendy Blackshaw and Minnesota Sports and Events and Jill Renslow at the Mall of America for their incredible partnerships. And you know these things don't happen with one or two people. There are so many wonderful folks dedicating their time at Delta Dental of Minnesota and making FLOSS happen this year. And Shaletta, on behalf of Delta Dental of Minnesota, I want to thank you for being such a wonderful role model to girls and women in our community. You're living proof of the possibilities of success and leadership. And maybe you need to dust off your basketball shoes for
girl,
next year.
Don't. Girl, you know. Okay, so I wasn't even going to say nothing. I wasn't going to tell you, but I was going to surprise y'all and show up in my Pumas. Because when I put my Pumas on, everybody's in trouble. So my daughter just got a brand new pair of sneakers. Today's my birthday. I told them I want some new Pumas, and I was going to bring my Pumas. I wasn't even going to tell you. I was just going to show up with my own basketball and just start shooting hoops. So plan on me being there. See, you done ruined the surprise. I was going to surprise you now. You done made me tell it.
Forget about next year. We'll see you next Wednesday.
That's right. It is on. Y'all got to get out there. Go to Delta Dental MN. Make sure you get there. Make sure you get that information. But just meet us at the Mall of America. You know, this is what we're going to do. After the kids get out of school, we're going to run home and put up the backpacks. We're going to get our waters. We're going to put on our tennis shoes. We may change clothes. And we're going to go up to the mall. We're going to have us a bite to eat. And then we're going to come right down to the rotunda so that we don't miss anything. And this is a wonderful opportunity for these young girls and boys to see women leaders having fun, enjoying one another, and just the interaction that I want my daughter to have, where she will be able to go up to these leaders, go up to these basketball players, go up to these coaches and talk and take pictures. This is one of those moments that I know will mean so much for my daughter later. She's going to come to me 5-10 years from now and say, Mom, you remember that time we were over there with Miss Stephanie, the lawyer who was playing basketball, or one of the Lynx players, and I was doing that clinic. I know that this is not just a moment for young girls. An event like this is a movement. And so I thank you for creating a movement in our community.
Thank you, Shaletta.
All right.